I don't care if the country is rich or poor. I don't care if the country is dirty or clean. I don't care much, although I would like it, if the country has electricity or not. I don't care. This is not my concern. I left the United States of America. The United States is the most richest country in the world. And I have a citizenship there, and I can go there anytime. I can live there anytime. I can work there. And if I want, I can make a lot of money in America. If I want. That's not why I want it in my life. I want money, but that's not my focus. I want it comfortable and healthy, but that's not my focus. I left the United States in 1987, and I never went back. I didn't visit even once. I came to India to join the monastery, to study Buddhism, to practice Buddhism, and to do meditation on Buddhism. Why am I teaching Buddhism? Because my guru told me to teach. I didn't want to teach. My guru that time was Lakhdi Rinpoche and Khenpo Rinpoche. They told me to go and teach. I didn't want to. I wanted to stay in the monastery. So why I like Nepal is because if you do Dharma here, everybody accepts it. They don't think you're weird or strange. You know, if I walk around like this, they don't think anything. When I walk around like this, sometimes in other countries, they ask me, are you Hare Krishna? What are you? They don't know what I am. It doesn't matter. But there's a cultural acceptance here of spiritual practice. Here, if you're Buddhist or you're Hindu, nobody cares. If you're spiritual, everybody here respects you, they like you, and they feel good. So there's a cultural acceptance. So it's easy for me to practice here. Second thing is, Nepal has been very, very kind to Tibet. Very, very kind. Tibetan people are extremely indebted to the Nepalese nation. Why? The Tibetan people here can build their temples, study, meditate, practice in freedom. So another thing is that the Tibetan Buddhist culture here is very strong due to the kindness of the Nepalese people here for many, many years already. Many. The third thing is, everywhere you go in Nepal, there's temples. There are people worshipping. There are people practicing. There are people praying. I like that. I like that very much. I like it very, very much. And the temples here and the practice here is similar or exactly the same to what I come from. So I feel very happy. And another thing is, I like the mountains. I don't like the cold, but I like the mountains. The mountains are beautiful. I always like the mountains. When I see the mountains, I feel very, very happy. So I always wanted to have a small house in the mountains in Nepal. I want to be in a place that's very quiet, and I want to do intense retreats, meaning intense prayers and practices. I want to do every day. And then in between breaks, I want to go out and see the mountains and go walk around the mountains, because other things doesn't excite me. And another thing I like about Nepal is wherever you go, spiritual items that you need, statues, tankas, books, easily available. If you look for these things in other countries, very difficult. That's why I like it. And last thing is, not the least, is myself. I don't know about other people. I find the Nepalese people very gentle. I find the Nepalese people very nice, very easy. I don't have problem with Nepalese people at all. Very nice. So I myself like the culture here. I like the atmosphere and the spiritual environment here. That's why I always come. I always bring people here. Also, I would like to live here part-time. Because I have responsibilities back in Malaysia, so I can't live permanently. But trust me, if I didn't have responsibilities there, I would not mind living here permanently at all. With or without electricity, it's okay. Because you know what? There are more things than this that make a mind happy. When we lived in India in the monastery, sometimes, listen to this, and it'll make you guys feel better. When we lived in South India, because we lived in Khandan Dhaka State, in the monastery, when I first arrived, sometimes one whole month, no electricity. 1 month. Don't talk about load shedding. One whole month, no light. But it's okay. At night, we put the candle. During the day, there's sunlight. And we study. We do our prayers. We do our meditation. We want to take a bath. We go to the well. Very simple, very nice. And I was very happy. No problem at all. So 1 month there, no electric. They're like that. Sometimes 1 week, nothing. At least here, we're very lucky. One day, we have 6 hours. Very lucky. So, that's why I like Nepal to answer Rinki's question. Okay?